Nearly finished is almost finished. Full of mud, Mr. Hemanpur. Full of mud. Muddy. Sleepy. This makes them feel sleepy. Drowsy. Touch their beak under their wings. Touch. What is touch? Cover. What is art of making pots? Art of making pots. Pottery. Glass has no taste. What is taste? Flavor. What is leak? Some clay jars leak. Glass does not. Pass out, leak. Nasht kardan. Okay. In the name of Allah, we are going to start Unit 11 and 12 today. We will finish these two units. The first airplane, listen. About 200 years ago, the first big balloon was made. The man who made the balloon wanted some animals to try it out. He put a sheep, a rooster, and a dog in the balloon and sent the balloon into the air. Soon it came down. The balloon ride had not hurt the animals. Soon afterwards, a man went up in a balloon. Then larger balloons were made. They stayed in the air for a longer time. All this happened a long time before we had aeroplanes. Okay, I read it again. The first airplane. I read it. Of course, here is written aeroplane. Here. In this book, it is written aeroplane. Airplane or aeroplane, they are the same thing. About 200 years ago, the first big balloon was made. The man who made the balloon wanted some animals to try it out. He put a sheep, a rooster, and a dog in the balloon and sent the balloon into the air. Soon it came down. The balloon ride had not hurt the animals. Soon afterwards, a man went up in a balloon. Then larger balloons were made. They stayed in the air for a longer time. All this happened a long time before we had aeroplanes. About 200 years ago. About. What time does the class start? The class starts at about 2 o'clock. About or around. We say Karaj is about Tehran. Karaj is around Tehran. Yes. Yes, that is another. About 200 years ago, the first big balloon was made. About or around 200 years ago, the first big balloon was made. Balloon. You see, the children like to have a balloon and play with it. They like to have a balloon. And we have also balloons like this. And in the balloon, people traveled. This is also a balloon. Both of them are balloon. About 200 years ago, the first big balloon was made. Big, the same as large. The man who made the balloon wanted some animals to try it out. What do you want to eat for lunch? You say, I want to eat a sandwich for lunch. Want, yes. Want, the same as wish. Wash. The man who made the balloon wanted some animals to try it out.
Try out.
You make a helicopter for the first time. You don't know whether it will work or it will not work. You try it out. You test it. You examine it, yes. Try out. He put a sheep, a rooster, and a dog in the balloon and sent it into the air.
Sheep
is an animal. We get milk from a sheep. We get wool from a sheep. We get cheese from the milk of a sheep. What is a sheep? He put a sheep, a rooster, and a dog in a balloon. Rooster. The bird which sings early in the morning, around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and you get up and you say, oh, it is time for saying our prayer. That animal is a rooster, yes. A male chicken He put a sheep, a rooster, and a duck in the balloon. Duck. If you go to Ramsar, to Rash, to Lahijan, to Anzali, you see ducks who swim on the water. Who can? It is like rooster, but it can swim on the water. Yes. Duck. And sent the balloon into the air. Send. You go to Bandar Abbas. Your car is out of order. You need some money. You send a telegraph to your brother and say, please send 10,000 tumans for me. I need it. Yes, to send a letter. Here he sent the balloon into the air, into the sky. Yes. No, yes. He sent the balloon with the three animals in it into the sky, into the air. Soon it came down. Soon is opposite late. Soon the same as early. The class starts soon. Soon or early. Yes. That is past tense. Send, sent, sent. Lend, lent, lent. Yes. اما برای که زیاد ناراحت نشین کباب فارسیه. جدی میگم. کباب فارسی و عربی و هندی همه اینا مأخوذ از ترکیه به نام کپاپ همچین چیزی. بعد نه اصل ریشه ایشو من دیروز یه نفر پرسید نگاه کردم تو فرهنگ وبستر دیدینش کباب عربی و فارسی و هندی هم حتی این رفته انگلیسی هم هست ولی اصل همش مأخوذ از ترکیه کباب یا همچی کباب یا همچی کباب. کیوسک که اونا میگن کیوسک روزنامه فروشی همون کوشک ترکیه. Yes. Soon it came down. The balloon ride had not hurt the animals. Ride. If you want to go from here to the post office, you go to the street and you see a taxi. You say, hey, taxi. And you sit in the taxi, you go to the post office. That is a ride, a short travel, a short trip. Sometimes you have a bus ride. You ride in a bus. Sometimes you have a ride in a taxi. Sometimes you have a ride in your paycon. To have a ride in a car, in a taxi, in a minibus. A ride is a short trip. You have a ride in a bus, in a minibus. On a bus is better. On a bus or minibus, in a car or in a taxi. The balloon ride, balloon savari, had not hurt the animals. Hurt. You see, suppose you have a knife. With a knife, you cut the bread, huh? If you are not careful, you cut your finger. You hurt your finger. Yes, injure or hurt. Hurt, harm or injure. The balloon ride had not hurt the animal. Soon afterwards, afterwards or later. Soon afterwards means after 1 year, after 6 months. Soon afterwards, a man went up in a balloon. Soon later, a man went up in a balloon. The larger balloons were made. The larger balloons were made. Large, larger. Big, bigger. Old, older. Fast, faster. They stayed in the air for a longer time.
Stay
is the same as remain. After the class is finished, some students stay in class. They do not go out. They stay. All this happened a long time before we had aeroplane. Happen. Yesterday, as I was walking on the street, an accident happened. A minibus collided with a taxi. Please, come in. No. Happen means take place. Yes. Happen, take place, or occur. Occur. Take place. Take place. Place take. All this happened a long time before we had aeroplanes. همه اینها مدت‌ها قبل از اینکه ما هواپیما داشته باشیم اتفاق افتاد. All of this happened long time before we had aeroplanes. Ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
For what? To fly to Shiraz? Huh? Are you ready for what?
For reading
this unit. Okay. Please repeat after me. The first aeroplane. About 200 years ago, the first big balloon was made. About 200 years ago, the first big balloon was made. When was the first big balloon made?
About 200 years ago, the first big balloon was made.
What was made about 200 years ago? Huh, mister? What was made about 200 years ago? What kind of a balloon was made about 200 years ago? Mr. Khudai. What kind of a balloon was made about 200 years ago? Big balloon. The man who made the balloon,
wanted some animals
to try it out. The man who made the balloon wanted some animals to try it out. Mr. Coffee.
The man who made the balloon wanted some animals to try it out.
Who wanted the balloon to be to be tried out?
The man.
The man, read it.
The man who made the balloon wanted the animals to try it out.
Which man? Which man wanted the balloon to be tried out? Who made the balloon? Who made the balloon is an adjectival clause. عبارت صفتی، کار صفت رو انجام میده. Which man? The man who made the balloon. What did the man want to try out? What did the man want to try? What did he want to try? What did he want to try out? Did he want to try the Cadillac? He wanted to try the balloon. He put a sheep,
a rooster,
and a dog in a balloon and sent the balloon into the air. He put a sheep, a rooster, and a dog in a balloon and sent the balloon into the air. Read it.
He put the sheep, the rooster, and the dog in the balloon and sent the balloon into the air.
Mr. Asadi, what did the man put in the balloon? Excuse me. Mr. Amanpour, I make a mistake between you and Mr. Asadi. What did the man put into the balloon? A sheep, a rooster, and a dog, and a helicopter? No helicopter. Where did he put the sheep, the rooster, and the balloon? Where did he put the sheep, the rooster, and the dog? Where did he? No. He put them somewhere. Did he put them in his pocket? In the balloon. Now, after he put the animals in the balloon, where did he send it? Did he send it to Shiraz, to Zahedan? Where did he send it? Into the air.
Soon
it came down.
Soon it came down.
It wasn't a good balloon. So after 10 minutes it came down because it was the first balloon. So, Mr. Coffee, did it come down soon? Did it calm down soon? برای اینکه جمله کوتاه است ما سریع میخونیم که شما بتونید جواب بدید. Yes, it did. Are you a balloon? من شما بالونی. Yes, it did. The balloon ride had not hurt the animals. The balloon ride had not hurt the animals. Mrs. Sirgai.
The balloon ride had not
مثل اولیایی. Had the balloon ride hurt the animals? Had the balloon ride hurt the animals? No, it had not. It is past perfect tense. ماضی بعیده. چطور با don't جواب میدی؟ What had not hurt the animals, Mr. Khajoui? What had not hurt the animals? The balloon ride.
The balloon ride had not hurt the animals.
Very good. Now you read. Who is going to read the whole paragraph? Mr. Najaflu, read the whole paragraph, the first paragraph.
About 200 years ago, the first big balloon was made. The man who made the balloon wanted some animals to try it out.
Try it out.
He put a sheep, a rooster, and a duck in the balloon and sent the balloon into the air. Soon it came down. The balloon ride had not hurt the animals.
The balloon ride had not hurt the animals. Very good.
Soon afterwards,
a man went up in a balloon. Soon afterwards, a man went up in a balloon. Read it, Mr. Hu. Mr. Hosseini, when did a man went up in a balloon? Soon afterwards. Read it. Who went up in a balloon soon afterwards? A man. How did the man go up? How did the man go up? In a helicopter? In a balloon. Where did the man go? In a balloon. Did he go to Isfahan? He went up. Then
larger balloons were made.
In the corner. Read it.
Where
larger balloons made than Mr. Sirgai. Where larger balloons made than حالا که موقعی که حواستون بود پرسیدم جمله هم پیدا نمیشه دیگه، خیلی فرد بوده حواستون بود. Please read it. Were larger balloons made then? Yes, they were. Read it. Then larger balloons or smaller balloons made, Mr. Calhoun? What were made then, Mr. Naj? Yes, please. What were made then?
Then larger balloons were made.
Mr. Musavi, when were larger balloons made? After. They stayed in the air for a longer time. They stayed in the air for a longer time. Miskafi. Mr. Khodai, did they stay in the air for a longer time? Yes, they did. Mr. Shirgahi, did they stay in the air or underwater for a longer time? Did they stay in the air or underwater for a longer time? In the air. Underwater is the submarine Mr. Fulton made. یه زیردریاییه که مستر فولتون درست کرده. حالا دو تا یونیت بعد بهش میرسیم. Read it. Where did they stay, Mr. Khajoui? Where did they stay? In the air. Who stayed in the air for a longer time, Mr. Sigai? Who stayed in the air for a longer time? They. All this happened a long time before we had airplanes. All this happened a long time before we had airplanes. Aeroplanes, yes, correct. Read it, Mr. Shirgahi.
All this happened a long time before we had aeroplanes.
Mr. Hosseini, when did all this happen? When did all this happen? Yes, a long time before we had aeroplanes. Thank you very much. Do you have any question?
No.
No question?
No.
Are you sure? So read the second paragraph. Certain, mutfain.
The larger balloons were made and they tied on the air for a longer time. All they happened a long time before we had airplanes.
Thank you very much. If you don't have any questions, please do the homeworks of this unit and memorize it for the next week. Now let's start unit 12 and 13. Are you ready? Yeah. Listen. Birds. Listen, listen, not repeat. Birds do not fly high up in the sky. The air is too thin. It is hard for birds to breathe in thin air, and thin air does not hold them up. Birds fly near the ground so that they can see where they are. The birds look for places they know. Then they do not get lost. Some birds fly so low over the ocean that the waves often hide them. Many birds fly long distances in the spring and autumn. Birds. You know what a bird is, don't you? Huh? Phantom is a bird, isn't it?
No.
Phantom is an airplane.
Yeah.
Chieftain is a bird.
No.
It is a tank. Pecan.
No.
Pigeon. Pigeon. The pigeon is there and he is singing woo woo here.
Yeah.
Out. Birds do not fly high up in the sky. do not fly high up in the sky. To fly, huh? To fly. Birds do not fly high up in the sky. High.
High.
If you go over Taochal, on top of Taochal or on top of Everest, you are high on the mountain. If you go under the ground or near the ground, you are low. When you are sleeping, you are low on the ground. When you go in an airplane, very high in the sky, you are high. High is something like up, and low is something like down. Birds do not fly high up in the sky. Why? Mr. Musavi, why the birds do not fly high up in the sky? Why? Why they do not fly high up in the sky like a rocket? Because you see in this sentence, because the air is too thin. The air is too thin. There is not enough oxygen. If you go very high in the sky, the molecules of air are so scattered or so small in a certain volume of the air, the molecule of oxygen are so little, which breathing becomes difficult for anybody. If you are in a phantom, you want to go very high in the sky, you need oxygen mask. Without the oxygen mask, you can't. The birds do not have oxygen mask, so they can't go very high in the sky. Why? Because the air is thin. Thin.
Thin.
Thin.
Thin.
Have you seen the film about Laurel and Hardy? Laurel is very thick, like this. And, Hardy. Hardy is very thick, and the other one, his friend, Laurel, is thin. Okay? Thin. Have a low density, or in the chemistry in the high school you have studied, when you are talking about acids and other chemical solutions, you say this solution has a low density or densité. Densité is the French, the English is density or thickness. What is density? Did you get it? If you get some air, and you compress it, some gas, you compress it, and it becomes a liquid like water. Then you say the density of this gas is very, very high. So what is density? The quality of that water. دارای تراکم کم. So it is 10. It is hard for birds to breathe in thin air. Hard.
Hard.
Going to Kolakchal, it is not very high. It is near Tehran. It is a little higher than Niavaran. It is easy. Going to Tochal is hard. Going to Everest is still harder than that. Hard, the same as difficult. Yeah. It is hard for the bird to breathe in thin air. Breathe.
Breathe.
What am I doing now? I am breathing like this. Yes, very good air to breathe. Breathe. Inhale or inhalate. To inhale یعنی به داخل کشیدن دم. Opposite inhale is exhale or exhalate, بازدم یا بیرون. Breathe, نفس کشیدن. It is hard for birds to breathe in thin air, and thin air does not hold them up. Hold.
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 I am holding the chalk in my hand. I am holding it. Huh? I hold it. Now I hold it. Keep. Keep or sustain. Sustain. Birds fly near the ground so that they can see where they are. Birds fly near. What is the synonym for near?
Next
or close. They fly near the ground so that they can see where they are. If they go very, very high in the sky, they cannot find their home. So they fly near the ground. They don't have any radar. They don't have any instrument to show how to find their way. So they fly near the ground. Yes, yes. To find where they are. So that they can see where they are. So that. You see, so that and in order to are synonyms. But there is a difference. After so that, you should have a modal. So that they can see where they are. After in order to, you have the simple form of the verb. For example, why did Javad go to bazaar? Why did he go to bazaar? He went to bazaar in order to buy a pair of shoes. به منظور آن که برای آن but so that تا هر دوش یه معنی تقریبا میده اما ترکیب انگلیسیش ببینید so that they can see فعل شما اینجا مداله in order to buy something. The birds look for places they know. Look for. مثل خاجوی. Where is my pen? Didn't you see my pen? Where is my pen? Is it here? No. Is it here? Look for. The same as? Search. And we have from search, we have research. The Center for Islamic Research. مرکز تحقیقات اسلامی. Search or research. So, look for search. They look for the places they know. Yes. هر دوش منظور کاره so that they can see یا in order to buy منتها بعد از این order to شما فعل دارید فعل بدون to چون اینجا خودش to داره اما بعد از so that شما باید یه فعل کمک فعل مدال مثل can و may و will و اینا داشته باشید خب
ها منظورش
به کاره بله برای این که به منظور آن که When they do not get lost, Get lost. You see, near Nowruz, when the bazaar is full of people, a lot of people are in the bazaar. Mother takes the child to the bazaar to buy something for the child. Sometimes the children get lost. They go away and they cannot find their mother, and they start crying and say, "Mother, where are you? I cannot find you." And sometimes the policeman comes and says, "Don't worry, I will find your mother for you." این بالون هم دنباله همونه. Some birds fly so low over the motion that the waves often hide them. Wave. If you go to the Persian Gulf, to Bandar Abbas, you are walking on the sea shore, and the sea, the water in the sea has waves like this. Yes. Wave. The radio has waves. The radio has short waves, middle waves, long waves, LW, SW, and MW. So, now, suppose you are standing here. Mr. Alavi is standing here, and he is looking at sea. Okay? And a bird is flying here. A bird is flying. This bird is coming towards him, but he cannot see. He cannot see the bird. Why? Because the bird is flying so close to the sea that this man cannot see the bird. Here the sentence says, the birds fly so near the waves that when you are standing on the sea shore, you are looking at the sea, you cannot see the birds. And after a while, you see them when they come near. So the meaning is they fly so close to the water, so near the water. Some birds fly so low over the ocean that the waves often hide them. Ocean. Pacific Ocean. Atlantic Ocean. Indian Ocean. Arctic Ocean near Norway and Iceland. Antarctic Ocean near Argentina and Australia. No. Oh, you're not. We have five oceans: Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, Arctic, and Antarctic. These are the oceans we have. Ocean is taken from Greek, as Yunani گرفته شده. به معنی اقیانوس خود ما هم از یونانی گرفته شده. هر دو یه ریشه داره. مثل دیهیم. دیهیم که معنی تاجه، هم در انگلیسی میگن دیادم ما هم میگیم دیهیم، برای اینکه ریشه هر دوش تو یونانی یکیه، از یونانیه. اوکی، هاید، هاید، هاید is the same as cover. I hide my face. Suppose I am a beggar on the street. I sit on the corner of the street and put a paper in front of me. And it is written, I am sick, I need some money, I want to go to hospital. Please give me 10 riyals. So, to hide. Yes, hide or cover. Many birds fly long distances in the spring and autumn. Distance. You ask me, how much is the distance between Tehran and Qom? I say the distance between Tehran and Qom is 120 kilometers. And you say, how much is the distance between Tehran and Isfahan? I say, the distance between Tehran and Isfahan is around... Yes, yes, the distance. Yes, yes, okay. Yes, the distance between Tehran and Isfahan is long. It is a long distance. And these birds sometimes fly long distances. For example, the pelicans or some seabirds. When the weather starts getting cold, they fly from Siberia, north of Russia, and they fly all the way long over Russia, over Iran, and they go near Shiraz, around the Bakhtagan Lake. There they remain in the winter, and after the weather starts getting, before the weather starts getting hot, again they fly back to Siberia. In the summer, they go to Siberia where it is cooler. And in the winter, when that area gets too much cold, very cold, they fly. They come to Bakhtagan. And they fly such a long distance, about 4,000 kilometers. They are very powerful, very good fighter, and very good flyer. Okay. In the spring and autumn, Spring. After Nowruz, spring starts in Iran. And after summer, the first day of May, autumn starts in Iran. Autumn. بهار کامان پریدن. This is a swimming pool and this is a dive and Mr. Alavi wants to jump into the yes spring. Huh? This one is like this. That is the reason why in English they say in the spring, در فصل بهار, I spring. Like a spring, in the spring, I spring, like a spring, in the spring. And that is correct. No problem. Okay, are you ready? For what? To fly to Mashhad? For reading. Oh. What? You are ready to fly to Tehran, huh? Right, very good. Okay, please repeat after me. Birds do not fly high up in the sky. Birds do not fly high up in the sky. Why? Why birds do not fly high up in the sky? Because the air is too thin. Yes. Okay, please.
Birds do not fly high up in the sky.
Who doesn't fly high up in the sky? The bird or the pilot?
The bird.
Or the teacher?
The bird. The bird do not fly high up in the sky.
Okay. The air is too thin. Mr. Calhoun. What is too thin? Mr. Khajui, what is too thin? Too thin. Mr. Musavi, when we say the air is too thin, what do we mean? What is the meaning of this sentence? Okay. مسئله یه حالا هم سوال بکنید بعدش هم درسته بله اوکی can you explain when the air is thin when we say the air is thin When the yes, the amount of oxygen is not enough. Oh, yes. بیش از حد. بله. نه نه نه. اینو من اون که ساعت قبلی نوشتم. این دو تا کلاس که پشت سر هم میفته اشکالش همینه. اونی که آدم اونجا توضیح داده فکر میکنه اینجا هم گفته. ببینید این ترکیب رو در نظر بگیرید. The coffee is too hot to drink. قهوه داغتر از اونه که بشه اونو بنوشی. The weather is too cold to walk. هوا سردتر از اونه که بشه قدم زد. و از این قبیل ترکیبات. وقتی این تو وسط جمله میاد و بعدش هم یه صفت میاد یعنی این که شما اون کار رو نمیتونید انجام بدید. اینجا این جمله منفیه. The air is too thin، یعنی حواس رقیق تر از اونه که بشه پرواز کرد. It is hard for birds to breathe in thin air and thin air does not hold them up. It is hard for birds to breathe in thin air and thin air does not hold them up. مثل امنپور Is it hard for them to breathe in thin air, Mr. Musavi? Is it hard for them to breathe in thin air? Mr. Coffey, what does not hold them up? What does not hold them up? The thin air does not hold them up. Read the paragraph, Mr. Iraqi.
Birds do not fly high up in the sky. They are air is too
thin.
It is hard for birds to
breathe. Mr. Calhoun, read it again.
Birds do not fly high up.
Birds
do not fly high up in the sky. The air is too thin. It is hard for birds to breathe in thin air, and thin air does not hold them.
Okay. Birds.
Fly.
Near the ground,
so that
they can see where they are. Birds fly near the ground so that they can see where they are. Read it, Mr. Najaflu.
Birds fly near the ground so that they can see where they are.
Mr. Olyai, why do birds fly near the ground? So that they can see? They can see where they are. What flies near the ground? What flies near the ground? Where do the birds fly, Mr. Sirgai? Where do they fly? The birds look for places they know. The birds look for places they know. Yes.
The birds look for places they know.
Mr. Shirgai, do the birds look for places they know? places they know. What do the birds look for in the corner? What do the birds look for? Which kind of places? Very good. What looks for the places it knows? Huh? Read it.
The birds look for places
they know. Then
they do not get
lost.
Then they do not get lost.
Yes, read it. You read it. Why they do not get lost? Because they fly low and look for the places they know. Yes, because they know the places, yes.
Some birds
fly so low
over the ocean that
the waves often
hide them.
Some birds fly so low over the ocean that the waves often hide them.
Often,
not often, often. Mr. Khajui, why does the ocean often hide the birds? Why does the waves of the ocean often hide the birds? Because they fly so low.
Some birds fly so low over the ocean that the waves often hide them.
Many birds fly long distances
in the spring
and autumn.
Many birds fly long distances in the spring
and autumn. Do many birds fly long distances in the spring and autumn? Yes, they do. Read it.
Many birds fly long distances in the spring and autumn.
When do many birds fly long distances? Who flies long distances in the spring and autumn? The birds or the teachers?
The birds.
How long do they fly in the spring and autumn? Long distances. Read the second paragraph, Mr.
Birds fly near the ground so that they can see where they are. The earth. The birds look for places they know. then they do not get lost. Some birds fly so low over the ocean that their wings will often hide them. Many birds play long distances in the spring and autumn.
Again, read it, Mr. Coffey.
Birds fly near the ground so that they can see where they are. The birds look for place they know. Then they do not get lost. Some birds fly so low over the ocean that the waves often hide them. Many birds fly long distances in the spring and autumn.
Thank you very much. Okay. Go to page 13. Listen. I read unit 13 once for you. When you go home, you study it for yourself. Try to find as many meanings of the words as you can. The meanings of as any words as you can. Please listen. Heat under your feet. Listen. There is a place on our earth where hot water and steam come up from under the ground. It is a large island in the Pacific Ocean. The island is North Island in New Zealand. The planet on which we live is a ball of very hot rock. It is a good thing for us that the outside shell is cold. If it were not, one could not live here. What if our earth were only as big as an egg? Then the outside part would be as deep as the egg's shell. The earth's shell has cracks in it in some places. In New Zealand, this shell seems to have more cracks than in other places on the earth. There are spots where the ground is so hot that it burns the bottom of your shoes. In some places, hot water shoots into the air from time to time. At other points, you can see stream coming up from pools of hot water. The people who live in these places make use of the heat that comes from inside the earth. Some of them cook in the hot pools. They put food into a basket and place it in the water. Washing clothes is done in much the same way. Many people bring the hot water from below the earth into their homes. They do this by putting a pipe 100 feet or more into the ground. In this way, they get hot water and steam for cooking and washing and for heating their homes. For most of us, the heat under your feet is too far away to use. We must make our heat by burning coal or oil or gas. The people who get heat from inside the earth are lucky. It takes money to pay for coal, oil, or gas. Okay, please do this part. do try to find the meaning of this, the meanings of the new words. And of course, next week I will teach it. So, do you have any question? Don't memorize unit 13. Only unit 12 and 11 are enough. Unit 13, do not memorize.